legendary R&B singer Bobby Womack has died.
I was the third brother of five, doing whatever I had to do to survive.
Womack was a voice of American soul music in the 1970s, with hit songs such as Across 110th Street and Looking for Love. Bobby Womack began his career singing gospel in the Baptist Church in Cleveland, Ohio. A chance to perform with the singer Sam Cooke changed his life. Cooke steered Womack toward the secular, soulful sound that became his signature. Womack went on to write music for Wilson Pickett, the Rolling Stones, and he played guitar with Aretha Franklin and Dusty Springfield. But amid struggles with substance abuse, Womack disappeared from public life by the 1980s. He returned to music in the 90s with a new set of collaborators, and by 2009, Bobby Womack was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His 2012 album, The Bravest Man in the Universe, ended up on many critics' best of list, and he spoke with NPR's Laura Sullivan. Womack talked about his struggle to return.
My doctor told me, said, you know what, I've never seen a person as sick as you.
He said that to you?
Yeah, he said, everything is wrong. Man, well, hurry up and fix it, because I got a tour to do. He said, you got to be out of your mind.
It's either live or die. You got to be strong if you want to survive.
He said key to life is to keep learning.
You learn when your mind stay open. And once you can't learn no more, your mind must be closed. Life goes on and you keep growing, you know?
Bobby Womack's last performance was just weeks ago. The album he was working on is tentatively titled The Best Is Yet to Come.
The bravest man in the universe is the one who has forgiven first.
The bravest man in the universe.